看箴言第二十九章。
所以在这个话和教科观点呢，
箴言二十九章第十八节
Proverbs 29 verse 18，
没有意向，民就放弃；为遵守律法的，变为有处。
Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law.
我们再看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
第二十六章
Acts 26，
我们从第九节念起。
We'll read from verse 9.
使徒行传二十六章第九节
Acts 26 verse 9。
从前我自己以为应当多放公检哪三个人接受的。
Indeed, I myself thought I must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了，既从祭司长得了权柄，我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被罚，我也出名定案。
These I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them.
在各会堂我屡次用刑奖励他们所亵渎的话，又分外闹哄他们，甚至追逼他们，直到外邦也是一
样。I punish them often in every synagogue, and compel them to blaspheme, and be exceedingly enraged against them, and persecuted them even to fallen cities.
那是我领了祭司长的权柄和命令，往大马士去。
While thus occupied, I had journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests.
王啊，我在路上想屋的时候，看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我，并与我同行的人。
A midday, walking along the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me.
我们都扑倒在地，我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。”
And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
我说，主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
So I say, who are you, Lord?And he says, I'm Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
你起来站住，我特意向你显现，要判你做知事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
But arise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose.To make you a minister and witness both the things which you have seen and the things which I will yet reveal to you.
我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。
I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well from the Gentiles to whom I am now sent you.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神。又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
To open the eyes.And in order to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
雅各伯啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
先在大马士，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改跪下神，行事与悔改的心相称。
But declare first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout the region of Judea, and then to the Gentiles that they should repent, turn to God, and do what befitting.
请我们再一起祷告。
这是个末日。
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
在你主，在你恩典里，你就造就我们来到你的面前。
Under your sovereignty and under your grace, you gather us to yourself.
主，我们承认。我们都是一些卑贱的材料。
So we confess we are unfit materials in your hand.
但是我们感谢赞美你。
But we thank you, we praise you.
因为你能把我们做成合乎你用的器皿。
But you can make us serviceable unto yourself.
主啊，我们今天早晨把我们自己放在你的手里。
Lord, this morning we put ourselves completely into your hands.
求你借助你的灵来做这个奇妙的工作。
We ask you to use your spirit to do this wonderful work.
好叫你的旨意能通行在地上，如同在天上一样。
Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look unto you.
因为只有你能做这奇妙的工作。
Only you alone can do this work.
愿你的恩典领导我们。
May your grace be upon us.
愿荣耀都归你。
May glory be all unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
And glory to us.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主给我们。再有一次机会能聚集在一起。
We thank the Lord for giving us an opportunity to gather in His very presence.
我们这一次的主题是合乎主用。
The theme of this conference is serviceable to the Master.
我们在第一次交通的时候
，in our fellow first fellowship time，
我们说到说。我们今天在神面前的侍奉
，We mentioned that the service that we render before God，
自由儿子式的侍奉是神所喜悦。
It is the service of a son that is acceptable in His sight。
因为儿子式的侍奉乃是爱。
Because the service of a true son is our love。
我们的神他是爱。
God is love。
他爱我。
He loves us。
他拯救我
们 ，He saved us。
他把他自己的生命赐给我
，He gave us His very life。
他要我们从这个生命的里面来服侍他。
And He wants us to serve Him of the life He has given to each other。
因为这个生命的性质是爱
，Because the nature of this life is love。
那就是说，神要我们在爱里面来服侍。
And when God wants to serve Him with love。
自由在爱里面的是什么 ？Service in love， 乃是人满足神性的事。
That alone can satisfy God's heart。
每一次我们侍奉的时候
，Every time we serve，
我们需要让主的爱来进入我们。
We need God's love to constrain us。
所说的话
，Otherwise，
我们会落到。如主设立是非
，otherwise we will turn into serving like a mere slave。
那就是说尽本分而已。
That means we are simply fulfilling our obligation。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
在我们侍奉主的过程上
，in the process of serving the Lord，
我们每一个人都有这种的危险。
We have all we all face this danger。
很可能在起初的时候
，it is possible at
我们实在是受爱的结力。
We indeed were constrained by love。
我们对主有一个起初的爱。
We had a first love toward the Lord Himself。
我们会说爱他的人。
Because we love Him。
我们服侍他。
We serve Him。
但是弟兄姊
妹 ，My brothers and sisters，
时间拖长的时候
，As we go on in as we serve Him in time，
当我们侍奉。多的是
，I'm serving for a future time。
我们很容易外面藏在侍奉。
It is possible that externally we seem to be serving Him，
但是里面已经失去了起初。
But inwardly we have already lost that person love，
变成尽本分而
，and we are just merely doing our duty。
这样的侍奉是我们的神。所不喜悦
，this kind of service is unacceptable in His sight。
更危险
，even more dangerous。
我们不知会落到如果是尽本分的那一种的事情。
We may fall into serving like a slave, just mere performing our duty。
我们甚至可以落到一个地步
，we can even fall even lower。
一个，我们变成想不忠神的兵
，and we serve like a higher servant。
我们是为着利益，为着自己的好处而服侍神。
We serve for self-interest, we serve for our own gain。
所以求神怜悯我。
So the Lord be merciful。
叫我们的侍奉因着他的恩典。
We serve because of His grace。
能维持在爱。
That we maintain our service in love，
是维持在生命的侍奉里面。
We maintain our service and unto life，
也维持在儿女们的身份。
And maintain our position serving as our sons，
这个是我们第一次所教导。
This is what we share during our first fellowship time。
我们应当怎样来侍奉我们的神
？How should we serve Him properly？
怎样的侍奉是我们的神所要的
？What is his desire for this matter of service？
我想这个实在非常重要。
This is extremely important。
所以今天早晨我们仰望主。
So this morning we look to the Lord。
叫我们再来看一个原则。
I will look to will look at another principle。
我们如果要真正的侍奉神
，If we want to serve Him, really serving Him，
如果我们盼望我们的侍奉是神所喜悦
，If we desire our service to Him is what is pleasing in His sight，
那么我们的侍奉必须是根据意象而始
，Then our service must base on the vision。
在箴言29:18告诉我们
，In Proverbs 29:18 we are told。
没有意象，名就放肆。
When there's no vision, people scatter。
如果没有意象的话
，If there's no vision，
百姓他就放肆了。
And then the people were unrestrained。
意思就是说，百姓就随着自己的意思来做。
And those people serve according to their own wishes。
我们需要意象。来告诉我们怎样是神。
We need vision to guide us in this act of service。
这里的意象是指做什么说
？What does this vision mean here？
如果根据箴言29:18 十八节的话
，according to Proverbs 28:18，
你看见它下文就这样。
And the following part of that verse put it this across this way.
唯有遵行律法的，必要蒙福。
Those who keep the law will be blessed.
所以在这里的意象。
The vision is in this particular verse.
在旧约的时代
，in the Old Testament time，
就是指着律法说的。
It is matter of keeping the law.
我们知道神把以色列的百姓救来之后
，We know the Lord delivered His people out of Egypt.
把他们带到西南山的脚下
，He brought them to the foot of Mount Sinai.
在那里，神就把十条的诫命赐给以色列人。
There God gave the Ten Commandments.
他把他的律法给以色列人。
He gave the law to the Israelites.
神要以色列的人遵守这个诫命。
And the Lord wants His people to obey the law.
如果他们遵守这个律法，他们就是神的子民。
If they keep the law, they indeed are God's children.
他们也能做军政的祭司来服侍神。
And they become a kingdom priest, they can serve their God.
他们在神面前就是。蒙福的
，and indeed before God they are indeed a blessed people。
所以在旧约的时候
，so in the Old Testament time，
他们所得到的意象
，what the vision that they can receive，
就是十条的诫命
，it was the law， the Ten Commandments。
但是很可惜
，but unfortunately，
当摩西在山上领受这诫命的时候
，when Moses was on the mountain receiving the law，
我们都知道以色列的百姓在山下。他们拜敬有如。
And we all know at the foot of the mountain, the Israelites they were worshiping a golden calf.
神给他们的启示，他们没有看见。
What the vision the Lord has given to the revelation the Lord has given to them, they failed to see it.
我们知道在西南山，神自己对他们说话。
Because on my side, on my mountain, the Lord Himself spoke.to the people.
虽然他们不能看见神
，even though they cannot see him，
但是他们听见了神的声音。
But they heard his voice.
神自己告诉他们
，and the Lord himself spoke to them，
把这十条的诫命赐给他们
，and given them the Ten Commandments。
但是他们没有听见
，but they did not hear。
他们没有这个耳朵
，they do not have ear。
他们没有听见神的声音
，They did not hear God's voice.
他们没有遵守神的诫命
，They did not keep God's word.
他们没有遵守神给他们的意象
，They did not obey the vision God had given them.
所以结果他们就放肆了
，And therefore they were unrestrained.
那他们就拜了偶像
，And therefore they worshiped an idol.
他们就大大的得罪了神
，And they offended God greatly.
那么弟兄姊妹们，今天在新月的时候
，In the New Testament time，
这一个意象是指做什么
？What does mean by vision in New Testament time？
我们知道这里的意象是单数的
，The vision here is singular。
意思就是说，只有一个意象
，There is only one vision。
神给以色列的百姓
，God gives Israelites，
只有一个意象
，Only one vision。
那个意象就是律法。
That vision is law。
那么在新约的时候
，In New Testament time，
神给我们什么意象
？What kind of vision is given to us？
圣经告诉我们说
，Bible tells us，
也有一个意象。
There's only one vision。
那个就是保罗所说的天上的意象。
That is what Paul referred to as the heavenly vision。
这一个是个单数的意象。
This vision is singular。
这个是包括一起的意象
，It is inclusive, it is vision and inclusive。
那么在新约的时候
，In the New Testament time，
神给我们的意象是什么呢
？What is this vision he gives to us in the New Testament time？
我们都知道
，We all know，
在新约的时候
，In the New Testament time，
神给我们的意象就是他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
The vision God gives to us is none other but Jesus Christ, His beloved Son。
深爱世人
，God so loved the world，
甚至将他的独生子赐给他
，Gave His only begotten Son to us，
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永
生。So the believer shall not perish but have eternal life。
道成了肉身
，Word became flesh，
自的上层在人间
，And tabernacle among men，
充充满满有恩典有真
，Full grace and truth。
弟兄姊妹，在新约的时代，
in the Christian time,
神所给我们的意象
，what God gives to us in full of vision，
乃是他自己的儿子
，it is His own Son，
是我们的主耶稣
，it is our Lord Jesus Christ。
这个意象，如果我们遵守的话
，if we obey this vision，
我们就有福了
，then we are blessed indeed。
这个意象
，this vision，
是给我们看见恩典。
Through this vision, we see grace。
律法在旧约的时候
，the law in the Old Testament time。
恩典在新约的时候
，by grace in the New Testament time。
恩典是什么呢
？What is grace？
恩典不是一个东西
，grace is not a thing。
恩典是因为我们的主耶稣
，grace is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself。
所以巴不得我们的主耶稣充满了我们的心。
So may the Lord Jesus Himself fill our hearts。
我们今天如果要侍奉
，if we want to serve Him，
我们必须要看见我们的主。
We need to see our Lord Jesus。
我们要让他充满我们的心。
We must allow Him to fill our hearts。
我们要认识他。
We need to know Him。
我们要顺服。
We need to obey Him.
我们要听他的命令。
We listen to His commandments.
这一个就是我们今天神给我们的那个意象。
This is the vision God wants to give to us.
在中文的圣经里，
在 Chinese translation，
没有意象，里面有一个小字。
Without vision, there is a little footnote there.
那就是说，这是末世，就是启示。
This is the revelation.
就是神来说
，As far as that is concerned，
他把他自己的心意启示出来。
And God revealed what was in His heart, revealed His heart to us。
就是我们来说
，As far as we are concerned，
我们看见了异象。
We are part of the vision。
所以什么是异象
？What is vision？
异象并不是在我们肉体的眼睛所看见
，which is not something we can see without naked eye。
意象乃是从天上来的启示
，vision is a revelation from heaven。
而这个天上来的启示
，and this vision that comes from above from heaven，
启示在我们灵的深处
，and is revealed in the depths of our spirit，
在我们的里面。
Inside of us，
我们有所看见。
In we see something within，
我们看见了神的心意。
We see something of God's heart，
我们看见了神的旨意。
We see God's will，
我们看见了神的基督。
We see God's Christ，
这一个就是我们所讲的意象。
This is what we refer to as vision。
意象在我们侍奉上是绝对的重要。
In this matter of service, this is absolutely crucial, absolutely necessary.
今天在侍奉神的上面
，In this matter of serving God,
我个人感觉一个最大的缺少。
My purpose, I feel, being chosen is one great lack.
就是缺少一些
，the lack of vision.
意思我们个人就照着自己的意思来侍奉神。
Therefore, we serve God according to our own inclination.
意象是给我们一个目标。
Vision gives us the right focus.
如果没有意象的话
，If there's no vision,
我们就没有一个目标摆在我们前。
There's no goal, there's no focus.
我们不知道我们在这样侍奉。究竟要达到一个什么地位
？And we have no way to know our servant or in what way。
意象它不但给我们一个目标
，vision give us a direction，
它也指示了我们这个方正方向
，and also give us the way how to，
叫我们知道应当往哪一个方向去走
，also give us direction how we should walk in that way，
我们才能达到。这一个目标
and in the end we can reach the goal。
不但是这样
more than that，
意象也给我们力量
which also empower us，
叫我们有这个力量能往这个方向走达到这个目标。
And we are strengthened in power to arrive at our goal。
有许多的障碍，
很多 obstacles，
有许多的难处
，many hindrances，
但是意象 是给我们里面的力量。
And this produces power.
不管外面环境是这么艰难。
No matter how difficult your surroundings are.
许多的人没有意向。
People without faith.
他碰到艰难，他就停止了。
When they face obstacles, they will stop.
他就放弃了。
They let go.
但是有意向的人。
But those who possess vision.
越是外面有艰难
even though it's still being much difficult
它里面的力量越是劲大
but the power inside is equal to the outer difficulties
意向给我们忍耐
and vision give us endurance
叫我们能忍受各种各样的环境
to endure all circumstances
而不改变我们的目标
and will not change or alter our goal or direction
意向约束我们
，vision controls。
如果没有意向的话
，if there's no vision，
我们这个人就放肆了
，and we become unrestrained or controlled。
但是意向它管教我们
，but vision will control us。
它能约束我们
，will restrain us。
叫我们能走在主的旨意里
，but we may walk in the will of God。
不但对个人是这样
，not only individually，
按照团体来说
，but also corporately，
只有意向能叫我们不至于分散。
Corporately speaking, only vision can keep us together。
所以在箴言二十九章十八节
，so in Proverbs 29 verse 18，
有一种的翻译
，there's another translation，
就是说。没有意向
，for there's no vision，
民就分散。
People scatter。
弟兄姊妹，什么叫我们合而为一
？How can we be united, truly united？
叫那时候我们能同心合一
？How to be one in heart？
如果没有意向
，if there's no vision，
我们没有办法把这许多的人都合而为一。
There's no possible way for so many of us to be one。
真相四世纪的时候
，just like the book of Judges，
因为没有王
，because there was no king，
个人就照着自己的意思去做
，everyone goes what is right in their own mind。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
在这里你就看见意向是何等的重要。
You will see how important vision is。
今天神的儿女好像是四分五裂。
Today God's people are scattered。
在侍奉的上面，尤其是不做过的工
作。And also in this matter, serve everybody is doing their own thing.
主要的原因就是缺少这个共同的意向。
And one last is that we do not have that one vision.
因为只有意向能把我们完全合而为一。
Because only vision can unite us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄
姊妹 ，my brothers and sisters，
我们今天要学习来侍奉我们的神。
As we do, we learn to serve the Lord。
我们巴不得我们的侍奉乃是合乎他的心意。
We wish our service is a faithful and desire。
如果我们有这个心愿
，we have this desire，
那么我们就需要有那天上面的
显微镜 ，at heaven vision。
感谢神
，Thank God。
我们的神是乐意启示的神。
Our God is one who delights to reveal Himself。
神巴不得把他自己启示给我们。
God wishes to give Himself and reveal Himself to us。
他巴不得让我们知道什么是他的心意。
He eager to show us what was in His heart。
好叫我们的侍奉能论他的约拿。
That our service will be acceptable, pleasing to Him。
在神这一面
，and on that side，
神乐意启示。
God delights to reveal。
我们的神乃是启示的神。
Our God is the God of revelation。
他要把他的秘密告诉那些亲近他的人。
He desires to reveal his secrets to those who are close to him。
如果我们实在是亲近他
的人 ，If we are those who are abiding with those who are close to him。
如果我们的心像他是单纯的
，If our hearts before him are pure。
如果我们实
heart, just open his will. Then God will reveal himself to us. Many times we cannot receive revelation. We do not see that vision.
是我们的情形拦阻他。
Still, the tabernacle still have all the routine sacrifices. But there was one phrase that was pitiful, was
grievous.
In those days,
神很少说话,
God's word was rare. God did not
reveal himself.
It's not that God does not want to speak to these
people.
It's not that God does not want to reveal himself. But because there are people, God will shut God out. If God's children, their ears, they were not very willing to listen to God's voice. They have itchy ears. They want to listen to what they want to listen. Because of this condition, because of the condition, they shut God's mouth. The Israelites people, externally as though they were pious, fearing God, they were still offering sacrifices. But their hearts were away from God. Even though in their mouth they confessed Him as God, but their hearts were departed from Him. Through the written word. God today delights himself again to reveal himself to us.
Brothers,
may we all before God's sight. Give us a spirit of humility. Say to God,
神啊,
God,
虽然我不配,
even though I'm not worthy,
但是求你,
may you reveal yourself to me. Speak to us. Reveal yourself to us. Shall we let receive that kind of invitation? If we have this desire, God will answer our
longings.
As we share this morning in this matter, on this matter of vision, I have a very deep sense in my spirit. We do not understand this just by someone speaking to us. We need God's mercy to give us that kind of vision.
他叫我们的服事来荣耀他。
That our service would be glorified His name.
我深深的感觉。
I feel very deeply.
我们现在是在最后面临的事情。
We are at the end of the end time.
神有他唯有的工作。
God has done anything He wants to do.
需要在这个短暂的时间里面
，in this short time，
能得多一番合乎他用的。
That He wants to gain a group of people that serve us for free.
来完成他要做的事。
To fulfill what He wants to fulfill.
这个是神心里迫切所要求。
This fact is God is longing in His heart.
巴不得身边的我们。
Let God have mercy on us.
叫我们能不能给
他们的 receive grace，
能答应他的呼召。
And then we'll respond and answer to His call.
当我们谈到那个意向与侍奉的时候
，When we talk about service and vision，
自然我们就想到使徒保罗。
Of course, we think about Apostle Paul.
我们知道在旧约的时候
，We know in the Old Testament，
摩西是神的仆人
，Moses was God's servant。
他可以说在旧约他是代表神的仆人。
In the Old Testament, Moses represents God's servant.
他在神的家里头敬重。
He was faithful in God's house.
如果你看他的时候
，If you look at his service，
在他没有看见金箭火焰的异象之前
，But before he saw the burning bush。
和他看见那个意象之后
，and after he saw the vision，
你就看见那个事实完全是两种。
You can see there are two types, two different types of service。
照样在新约里面
，and you New Testament，
我们觉得说保罗是神忠心的仆人。
We can see Paul was God's faithful servant。
所以在他的身上，我们也能看见。
So if his life is also
complete， 一个没有。天上一向的人的职
责 ，We can see the servant that's without vision
是什么样的职责
？What kind of servant was that？
一个有天上一向的职责
，And also a vision， a servant that is with heavenly vision，
又是哪一种的
？What is it？
是吧？所以我们盼望稍微看一点保罗的事。
So this one was shared something from Apostle Paul's life。
使徒保罗他还没有。认识主之前
，Before a pastor called you know，
他的名字叫做扫罗
，His name was Saul。
他是正在大树里
，He was born in the city of Tarsus。
他是一个希伯来人所生的一个希伯来人
，He is a Hebrew， he was a Hebrew of Hebrew。
我们知道他自己在哪里告诉我
，And we know he himself told us。
他第八天就受了割礼
，He was circumcised on the eighth day。
他是一个这个雅各的后裔
，And he was the child of the
Benjamin。他是非利民支派的。
He was of the tribe of Benjamin。
他是一个希伯来人的希伯来人。
And he was a Hebrew of Hebrews。
听说有许多的希伯来人。
We know that many Hebrews。
那个时候散居在世界各处的。
And they were scattered into different nations。
所以在家里头就自然而然就受了这个其他的文化。
So unconsciously came under influence of the foreign countries。
所以在家里头都不说这个希伯来话。
So oftentimes in their home they did not speak Hebrews。
好像今天中国人他散居在世界各处地方。
Just like Chinese now scattered all parts of the world。
许多我们的儿女都不会讲普通话。
Many of our offspring they cannot speak our mother tongue。
所以那个时候，虽然他是希伯来人，但是他不大正统了。
And even though he was Hebrew, he was not one of them。
但是有的非常正统的希伯来人。
They are Orthodox Jews, they are Hebrews。
虽然他们是散居在外邦。
Even though they are among the Gentiles。
在家里头还是讲希伯来话。
But in their home, they still keep their mother tongue as Hebrew。
那么扫罗就生在这样一个家庭里面。
Saul was brought up in such a surrounding。
所以你能想象他小的时候。
So when he was very small,
一定是照着当时的遗传
，and he followed the tradition of ours，
在家里头，他的父母在那里培养了
，and so his parents then nurtured him，
他用神的话来培养
，using God's word to nurture him，
等到他稍微长大了一点
，so when he was growing up a bit more，
也许就送到那些可爱的学校里面留学了
，and promising the young people young boy to a wife。
并且保罗他自己说，
Paul himself put it this way，
他小的时候被送到耶路撒冷去
，and when he was young he was sent to Jerusalem，
在当时最大的一个拉比呀，加马利的门下去学
，and he was under construction of a nearly 100-year-old rabbi，
他在那里去学律法
，and there he learned the law，
他不但就是学了
，not only learned。
并且他是非常认真的学，
但
是
你说真的学
问，他成了一个巴利赛人
，because he can later become a Pharisee。
那个时候巴利赛人，数目不多的
，in those days they are few in number。
据说，没有一个时候巴利赛人是超过1000多人。
We're told there's no more than 1,000 rabbis。
巴利赛人是专门研究律法的。
And the Pharisees, they are the scholars, researchers of law。
那他们对于律法可以说是透视眼的。
And they are the power literally。
他们在那里遵守律法的字字句句。
And they are followed to the letters。
所以在一般人的眼中，这些的人是非常神圣的人。
And so in the other people, they are very godly people, pious people.
虽然在我们主耶稣的时候
at the Lord's time,
有许多的法利赛人都是假冒伪善。
Many of the Pharisees are still hypocrites.
但是扫罗这个法利赛人是真的法利赛人。
Regarding Saul, he was a real genuine Pharisee. Because he was real for the fathers. Even though he was young, he gave himself totally to God. And the other young people, they go into the world.
但是这个年轻的人他追求律法
but he seeks the law
那他要服侍谁
because he wants to serve God
他要用一个清洁的良心来服侍谁
he wants to serve God with a clear conscience
并且他比他同年的那些年轻人进步得多
and he's more advanced than most of his contemporaries
这个年轻人实在是一个了不起
and this young man indeed is a model young man
他有心服侍神
he has a heart to serve God
并且他服侍神的心非常的迫切
and his heart to serve God was genuine and developed
那个时候
at that moment
他就立刻信奉耶稣名的
and persecuted those who named the name of Jesus Christ
因为照着古人的遗传
according to the traditions of the Bible
他们认为我们的主耶稣乃是个废徒
they considered Jesus Christ as impossible
所以他们把主耶稣弃绝了
they rejected him
他们没有看见我们的主就是他们的
they failed to see Jesus as the Messiah
所以扫罗他受了这样的教育
and because Saul received such education
也可以说是当时最纯洁的教育
I wouldn't say the education he received was the best, the purest
最好的遗传
because the best tradition
但是他受了这个遗传的训导
but because he was under the instruction of the traditions of the fathers
他也认为说耶稣是个背道离教的人
and he considered Jesus Christ as a rebel for the past
耶稣的名应当坦诚的
his name ought to be wiped out
所有信奉耶稣的人他就起来对付他
and so all those who named the name of Christ he persecuted them
他不但在耶路撒冷
那我们看出的感觉是
他到各个家里去男男女女都把他们抓来
他 arrested them
审判他呢
？And he put in prison.
有人判死他，要投他的银
条。And those who were put in death, he cast his rope.
到有一番敬畏神的那些犹太的信徒。
And some of the highest believers.
他们还到会堂里面去。
They still meet in synagogue.
他就在会堂里面。刑法嘛
，and he was in synagogue and suffering them.
让他逼迫他们叫他们出基督来
，and he forced them to God's name.
他这个热心啊，侍奉神到一个什么程度呢
？What a zeal! What kind of fire can we serve serving God?
他要到外邦的城市
，and he went to foreign cities.
把那些信奉证明的人把他们抓来
，and to arrest those who name the name of Jesus.
再到耶路撒冷定他们的罪
，and bring them to Jerusalem to condemn them.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers,
在那个时候
，at that time.
这个少年人扫罗
，This young Saul，
他认为他在哪里侍奉
？He thought he was serving God。
他是照着他所知道的最好的来侍奉神。
He served God, relying on his best personal honor。
他是根据遗传来侍奉神。
He served, his service was based on tradition。
他那样的侍奉。他说是出于我一个清洁的良心。
And he said, I serve my that way, I serve with clear conscience.
我良心里面没有责备。
And my conscience was clear.
我就是这样做是对的。
I believe what I'm doing, what I was doing was the right thing to do.
弟兄们姊妹，你看见没有意向的事情。
You see, we've been here a service that is without reason.
是何等的可怕。
It is so fearful, dangerous.
扫罗，他是根据最好的遗传来侍奉。
Service Paul was according to the best tradition he ever received.
但是
，But
他所做的不但不能侍奉神。乃是与神为敌。
What he did, not only serving God, but he was opposed to God.
他自己不知道。
But he was not conscious of it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
今天有多少所谓的侍奉神
？Today there are many so-called servants unto the Lord.
多少的人在那里热心的侍奉
？Many are serving with zeal.
都以为说是在哪里侍奉谁
？They all thought they were serving God.
但是根据什么来说
？But based on what?
如果光是根据遗传的话
，But it's based on tradition.
因为我们祖宗这样传下来
，Because our forefathers they were doing this.
我们自己里面没有意向
，But with this, with all patience with us,
我们没有真正的看见
，We have no true seeing.
我们对主没有正确认识
，We have no true knowledge, no aim of the Lord Himself.
并且我们大发热心
，And we have such zeal.
好像在哪里就是谁
，As though we're serving God.
我们的良心也不平安
，And we thought our conscience was clear.
因为我们不是假装的
，Because we're not pretending. It's just pretend.
就是照着我们所认为最好的
，And because we're doing in accordance with what we really know.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你不知道这样。
Do you trust me not? This kind of service is indeed most terrible, fearful.
我盼望弟兄姊妹里面有这样的一个圣的感觉。
I hope that we have this sense in our hearts.
你要看见。
We have seen.
如果没有意向。
If there's no vision.
那个罪孽就是遗传。
If there's no vision, then how we do is tradition.
如果根据遗传来侍奉
，if we follow serve with tradition,
因为我们的父老是这样做的
，because our forefathers they were doing this how they are doing,
所以我们也照样去做
，so we follow what they were doing.
我们也许做得比他们更进步
，in fact.We are more advanced than they were.
比他们更热忱
even more zealous than they were.
弟兄姊妹，我们得罪神也更多。
Indeed, we are offending God. We are opposing God.
求神拯救我们， 脱离这样的事。
The Lord delivers from this kind of service.
不是谁比这样的事情更好。
Prostitutes.
不是谁。
No sir, no. If there's no service, that would be even better.
感谢，感谢。保罗他这样做的时候
，When Saul was doing this,
神知道他的心是
谁。God looked at his heart and know that his heart was holy.
不过他在黑暗里
，But he was in darkness.
所以当他从祭司长拿了文书和命令
，So when he took letters and commission for the high priest.
他要到外邦的城市大马士去抓信徒主义的。
And what if when he was on his way to Damascus to arrest the believers there?
神让他去。
God let him go.
圣经告诉我们
，Bible tells us，
他快要到大马士。
Just about to enter into Damascus.
你知道神他的爱的成熟啊，很长。
We know the way of love, the way of love is very, the Lord's love is like a string. Oh, the string of love is long.
神的这个爱的成熟啊，是很长的。
The string of love is long.
所以他让扫罗一直走，一直走，一直走。
So he let Paul went as far as he can.
走得快要到大马士了，走起来
，and almost towards Jerusalem and he caught a strip。
在相遇的时候
，at noontime，
忽然有个大光从天上照下
，there was a light right from the sun shining from heaven，
比中午的太阳还要亮
，right from the moon light sunlight。
这个光的能力也是多大？
How strong, how powerful is his life?
把扫罗和同行的人都打倒在地上
，they cast them down to the ground.
然后扫罗听见
，and Saul heard a voice.
有一个人在那里用希伯来话对他讲
，someone spoke to him in Hebrew language.
扫罗，扫
，Saul，
你为什么逼迫我
？Why are you persecuting me?
你用脚腿刺这男
的。It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
这个声音不是一个愤怒的声音。
This voice was not a voice of anger.
不是一个愤怒的声音。
It is not a voice of hatred.
这个声音是又温柔又带着同情的心。
This word was a word of sympathy.As your understanding. So,
你为什么逼迫
Why do you persecute me?
你用脚去试试看
It's hard for you to keep this.
这个话是完全体贴扫罗的话
This word came through is a word of understanding.
不是在哪里责备他
It's not a word of judgment.
那是在哪里同情他
There is word of sympathizing with him.
扫罗啊
Saul,
你怎么不知道
How?
你用脚去刺是难的
Don't you know that it's hard when you kick against the goat?
你这样做是伤害你自己
You do this, you are hurting yourself.
弟兄姊妹我们都知道
But do we all know?
一个农夫在那里耕田的时候
When a farmer was found with him,
他把一个牛放在河里
And he put an ox for a yoke on the neck of an ox.
然后这个农夫他的手就扶住那个驴。
And then the farmer get hold of the plow.
然后他就要这个牛耕这个田。
And then he wants this ox to plow the field.
但是这个牛有他自己的野心。
But this ox has his own self will.
他 不认识不懂他主跟你心。
Because his ox do not understand the heart of the master.
那说不定遇到他在跟前的时候。
So when he was strong with you.
那他不是跟你的，你只限于跟你。
So he cannot follow a straight line.
他如果看见在那里有好吃的东西，他就反过去。
And so when you see there fresh grass for his appetite, he will turn and do whatever.
这样一个农夫就没有办法来完成他要做的工作。那这个农夫的手里有一个东西可以吃。所以在农夫的手里有一个东西可以吃。那个是尖尖的。那么这个农夫看见这个牛在那里要到自己的意识走的时候。
Ox is going to turn this way by himself, by so will.
那他就用这个刺在他的这个脚腿上呢，稍微碰一下。And
so he used this instrument just gently poke on the leg of the ox.
这个农夫没有意思要伤害他的牛啊。But
there was no intention for the farmer to poke the ox.
他的意思就是提醒他一样。But
simply to remind him.
提醒他说，你不是主人。
Remind us, you are not the master.
你有一个主人的,
you have a master.
你要照着主人的意思做,
you have to do according to what your master wishes.
你不能根据你自己的意思,
you cannot do it with your self-will. But the stubborn ox.
当他觉得有一个东西碰他的,
and when he felt that something popped and into him,
他就用他的脚去踢着他,
and he will kick back this way.
他一踢就痛了,
the more he kicks, the more hurt you get.
经过多次的痛,
and after he suffered several times,
他才明白过来,
then he realized,
原来他是有一个主人,
then he realized he had a master.
原来, 他是副主任的一个，应当遵守主任的意思。
He also obeyed the will of his master.
没有一个人生在世界上是完全自己做主。
No one born of this world is himself his own master. God gives us life.
叫我们生在这个地上,
and he allowed to live and to be born into this world.
他在我们每一个人身上有他的旨意.
For every one of us, he has willed in our life.
我们的神创造人有他的旨意。
God created man because he has will for man.
他要我们在地上遵行他的旨意。
His desire is for us to do his will while we are on this earth.
来完成他的工作。
To complete his work.
但是我们不知道。
But we do not realize that.
我们以为我们是自由的。
We thought we are free.
他自己卖给罪，他做了罪奴仆，他也没有自由。主把我们帮助拯救的，主把我们拯救到他当初创造我们的目的。那就是说，我们今天乃是为着服侍我们的主。And
we are to serve our God.
遵行他的旨意。To
do his will.
但是扫罗不知道。Saul was ignorant. Saul 以为他自己就是主人。Saul
he thought he was the master.
他可以随着他所认为的去做。So
he can do what he thinks of his right and his own side.
他不知道说我们的主就是他的主。He
didn't realize our Lord can see he's the master of his life.
他也不知道他是主手里的一个牛。
And he didn't realize he was just like an ox in God's hand.
但是我们的主知道他。
But our God knows about Saul.
Saul不认识。 So he had no discourse. So rich,
but God knows him.
Saul,
Saul.
你用脚去刺，是的。
It's hard for you to take pit against the Lord.
Saul 要到他自己的意思走。
Saul was doing his own will.
不是做神的工。
He was not doing God's work.
所以我们的主用一个刺去碰他。
So our Lord used that rope to prick him.
但是他不听。
But he was stubborn.
他有脚踢刺，
he kicked that.
弟兄姊妹，你们想想看，
为什么？
扫罗不是一个坏人。
Saul was not a bad person.
我们可以说扫罗是一个君子。
We can say that Paul was a religious man.
他是一个有修养的人。
He was a cultural person.
当他到家里去把男男女女抓了一
次。And so when he arrested men and women.
你看见这些妇女被他抓了
，and all these children and women were captured, arrested by him.
他在那里惩罚他们
，and he was there punishing them.
他在那里逼迫他们做许多的
活 ，and he was forced to voluntary.
定他们的死罪
，and he was condemned them.
他看见这些信徒
，and when you look at these believers,
他们的光景
，look at their condition,
没有反抗。
There was no resistance.
但是心里接受。
They accepted.
难道他良心里面没有感觉？
Was something did not is something did not something touch his conscience?
心里是心，人家不是。天地人的心没个度。
For to be compassionate, we all have a heart of compassion.
难道这个扫罗他没有这样的心吗？
Can this man so have no compassion at all for his fellow human beings?
难道他良心不受责备
？Was his conscience pricking him?
但是遗传多么厉害
！But the tradition was so horrible.
遗传把他的良心搞定起来。
Tradition hardened our conscience.
当时地方还能寻到的时候，
所以这个不是马子。
这个少年人在哪里看守这些把石头打死尸体的那个衣服
？And Paul was standing there looking at the clothing of those who stoned Stephen.
圣经说尸体的脸像天使
，And the Bible says Stephen's face grew like an angel.
他说我看见天开
，He saw heaven.
人子站在。
The son of man standing in heaven,
好像在欢迎他。
As though he was walking,
he was walking.
When he died,
他说神啊，
你是 God,
不要把这个罪归。
Do not lay this sin upon me.
难道这个少年人没有听见吗？
Did this young man saw her those words?
难道他没有看见？
He was there witnessing the whole thing.
难道他良心不是大心吗？
Was his conscience bothering him?
神有事。
God uses that prick, that goes to prick his conscience.
但是他
听进去，
他更懂。
He hearkened.
圣经说，斯蒂凡听到之后
，So after Stephen's mouth,
他更把恨的来对付起。
He even more to persecute the people of God.
他要把他的良心的圣灵买去。
Because he was quench the voice of his conscience.
弟兄姊妹，可怕。
For he is most fearful.God's grace, this was Saul himself testified.
He said,
I did all those things through unbelief and through ignorance. And yet, this mercy came upon him.
主在那里对他说
：“God was speaking to
Saul,
Saul, Saul,
你是我的
，You are mine.
你在地上应当做我的工
，Or you are doing my work.
你不能随便做事
，You cannot do God's work.
你要认识真理
，You have to know this.
你为什么对我
？Why do you persecute?
你所做的不单没有使我。”
What you do, not only serving me, not serving me, but also on the contrary, you are persecuting me.
弟兄姊妹,
and sisters,
当扫罗看见这个时候,
when Saul saw this,
我不知道他里面多么的痛苦。
I cannot imagine how Saul he was full of
it. 但有一个信息是如此,
他, I certainly possess the jealousy.
我不知道,
I did not realize in our personal
process.
Often in our service we just like so.
有一天,
and one day the light shine.
看见说你过去的时分,
that we discover all our past service.
虽然是正心,
even though we we were doing what we think was very
bad.
But when light shines upon us,
知道说你所做的是必可主权，不是事情。
Then we realize what we were doing was persecuting the Lord himself.
不知道你心里又痛苦到什么地步。
We have no idea how terrible all the way through that.
稍微我们碰到这一场。
And he fell to the ground.
他说主啊，你是Lord，你是谁？我不认识你。我虽然不认识你，也能够爱着你，但是我知道一件事，从前我是主，before I am my Lord，现在我碰到了，but now I'm your Lord。
我看见你的能力, I saw your power.
我看见你的慈爱,
I also saw your love.
我看见你的怜悯,
I saw your mercy.
我现在明白,
now I realize,
我不是自由的人,
I'm not free.
我是属于你的,
I belong to you.
主啊,
Lord,
你是我的人,
you are my Lord.
但是你是谁, 我不认识,
我是我的人。
我就是你所最可以的耶稣。从前在扫罗的眼中，
before the time of Saul,
哪说的人耶稣是应当弃绝的？基督是拿出了，拿出了，除掉他，除掉，如果不灭，把他钉在十字架上，没有想到。
因为他所轻看，那三个人也是。你要明白，the one who despised, he looked lightly, 那是天地的主。He's the God of heaven. 他是主，也是我。当我们的主复活升天时，彼得在五旬节，他在哪里说？And Peter on the pentecost, 你们。
受定死耶稣，现在神已经把他列为主为基督。God
has now made him both Christ and Lord.
亲爱的弟兄，我们的主他是主。Our
Lord is Lord.
耶稣是主。Jesus
is Lord.
他是你的主。He
is your Lord.
他是我的主。He
is my Lord.
他是万有的主。He
is your Lord of all.
这个。
虽然我们已经信了，我们口里也称耶稣为主，in our mouth profess His
Lord，但是在我们的生活的上面，but
in our life，我们的侍奉的上面，in our ministry，我们没有让他做我们的主，we often fail to allow Him to be
Lord，我们还是偏信基督，we
still do all，
为自己的，we
still live ourselves，
主。 用他的爱，一直在提醒我们，好像用刺来碰我们，但是没有用的够去碰，但是我们不明白，不晓得要经过多少一次，原来，原来会救我们的救主，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后，从今以后 反对的社会主亲爱的弟兄，
这是
我们需要看见这个伟力性的神的事。
保罗，
他写信了加拉太书的时
候 ，When Paul wrote the Galatians epistle，
他说 ，He said， 神乐意将他的儿子启示。
God delights to reveal His Son
in my heart. 所以你就看见说，意象不是往外面的看。
So vision is not an external seeing.
不错，扫罗在大马士的路上，他是亲眼看见了。
It's true. Paul on his way to Damascus, he saw the Lord.
你就看见主，他的眼睛瞎。
Even saw the Lord was blind.
但是。
But
他不介意的说，
那你为什么？
神是乐意将他的儿子启示在我里
面。It's God's delight to reveal His Son in my heart.
不是外面的看见。
It's not external seeing.
是里面的看
见。It's inward seeing.
在保罗的里面。
It's inside.
他看见了神的儿子。
He saw God's Son, the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，什么是神的儿子
？What is God's son？
与神是同一个。
He was equal with God。
他与神越位。
He had all the attributes of God。
他是承受万有。
He's the heir of all。
所有一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在他里。
All the fullness of God dwells bodily in Christ Jesus。
神把万有都赐给了他的儿子。
God has given all things to His Son。
这个就是儿子。
That is Son。
扫罗在大马士的路上。
Saul on the way to Damascus。
他外面的眼睛瞎。
Even though he was blind, his naked eye was blind。
他里面的眼睛开。
But his inner eye was open。
原来正因为拿撒勒人耶稣是神的儿子。
You realize the Master of Jesus is indeed God's Son.
是神所爱的不是。
It is God's beloved Son.
是神所充满。
It is God who filled Himself with His Son.
也是承受万有。
And He's the heir of all.
一切都是。
It's all, everything all belongs to Him.
一切都是充满。
It's all from Him.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
这个启示。
This revelation,
这个意象
this vision,
是神要我们看见。
God wants us to come.
神永远的旨意都在他儿子里。
God's eternal purpose is in His Son.
不是你，也不是我。
It's not you, it's not I.
乃是他的儿子。
But His Son.
神把一切都给了他的儿子。
God gave His all.
乃是他的儿子。神的一切也居住在他儿子里。
Everything is of God dwelt in the Son.
除了儿子之外，神没有其他的东西。
Apart from what is in Christ, God has nothing.
神所能给我们的都在他儿子。
All the one God wants to give, He gives to us in His Son.
有了他的儿子就有了一切。
We have His Son, we have all.
在他儿子之外，神没有。
Apart from His Son, God has nothing to give.
弟兄姊妹，
而是
这个启示。
This.
Revelation
is
the heavenly vision.
We have to see this.
今天我们对于神儿子的认识非常的肤浅。
Today our knowledge of God's Son Himself in His sense and work is very superficial.
所以我们在主之外，我们去寻求。
So therefore, we seek other things outside of Christ.
但是如果我们有天上的一些
，But we have a heavenly vision.
能看见我们的主是神的儿子。
You can see that Jesus Christ is indeed God's Son.
弟兄姊妹
，Francis,
有主。
You may have him.
It's enough. 一切都在他。
You are all by him.
我们需要追求。
We can seek Him, we can seek Himself.
不要在他之外去寻求任何的东西。
Don't seek anything outside of Him.
不要所 世界物质的东西。
Not just talking about the material things, the worldly things.
就是所谓属灵的东西，也不能在他人之外。
Even spiritual things, we cannot find true spiritual things outside of ourselves. Saul was in the eye. From darkness, he entered into light. From Satan, he entered into God's love. More than that.
少
罗，
少罗，少
罗，你为什么背叛我？
少罗是一个法利赛人，
少罗是法利赛
人，就是法利赛人的教导。
According to tradition of the Pharisees,
他们是非常能会辩证。
They are very good at debate.
如果根据这个法利赛人
，according to the Pharisees.
天上的圣灵说：“你为什么背叛我？”
The words of heaven said, "Why do you persecute me?"
法利赛人撒罗说：“我没有背叛。”
And the Pharisee said, "I am not persecuting you."
我根本不认识你。
Because I do not know you.
我怎么能背叛？
How can I persecute you?
今天你在天上。
You are in heaven.
我在地上。
I'm on earth.
我也没有办法背叛。
There's no way I can persecute you.
这个话不合逻辑。
And this word, the Bible says, is not logical.
弟兄姊妹，但是在这个时候
，But at this very moment，
在神的启示里面
，In God's true gospel，
好像到人间是不分不清的。
As though a whole man is not logical，
扫罗里面有启示。
But inside of all you receive revelation，
他服服帖帖，接受。
He humbled himself and received the word。
这个话是对的。
This word is correct，
因为。他虽然说被迫的是信奉耶稣的人
，even though those who persecuting are believers of Jesus Christ，
但是这些信奉中的人
，but these believers of Jesus Christ
都是基督的身体上的肢体
，they are all part of the body of Christ。
我们的主他升天了
，our Lord ascended to heaven，
人手在天上
，the head is in heaven，
但是他的身体在地上
，but his body is on earth。
每一个信徒的人
，every true believer，
都是他身上的肢体
，they are member of the body。
他的身体覆遍了全地
，that body scattered throughout the whole world。
你握他身体上任何一个肢体。
If you touch a member of the body,
你就是摸这个头
you are touching the head.
你就是摸他自己
you are touching Christ himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，